Louise McSharry on 2FM.
I'm joined this morning by Inna Moja. Inna is a Malian French musician, an actress and an activist, and now she's added another string to her bow. She's part of a documentary about the Great Green Wall, an ambitious pan-African reforestation project. Earlier this week, Inna was speaking to a virtual climate conference organised by the Institute of International and European Affairs and the French Embassy in Dublin. Good morning, Inna. How are you?
Good morning, Louise. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I'm really interested to hear about what it is that you were speaking to the conference about this week. I suppose it's unfortunate, you obviously everything is virtual now, so you might have been in Dublin and we might have been able to sit face to face, but that's not the case. So tell me about the project you were discussing with this conference.
So the project is called the Great Green Wall. It's an African-led project that started in 2007, and the goal is to regreen all the region of the Sahel from Senegal to Djibouti, all along the Sahara. So the Sahel is actually the south region of the Sahara. So it's all across Africa, basically. And the idea is to restore degraded lands and help communities really deal with the negative impacts of our changing climate.
And tell me about how, like, why this is necessary. What led this area to this position?
Actually, desertification and drought and famine and forced migrations and conflicts are all very tight together with the changing climate. And this is something that will bring communities new opportunities, and also the issues around food scarcity. And also, you know, when you see young people migrating from this region, trying to go to Libya and then trying to come to Europe, and when they arrive here, they are survivors, actually, because the journey is so painful and difficult to watch, because a lot of people perish in the desert and in the sea. And all of that is tied to the fact that 80% of the rural communities live on some form or another of agriculture, and they are not able to do that anymore because of climate change. So one of the ways to make a living and is that crazy dream that you have to go to this El Dorado, which is Europe. And so the idea is to bring back the African dream on the continent and in the region of the Sahel. And it's not just about planting trees, but it's also giving its food security and also job opportunities for young people. And knowing that the African population is going to double and that 50% of the population is under 25 years old.
Wow.
This is something that we have to be working on now for the next generation to be able to not just go inside a wall that we are foreseeing now.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It's so layered. There are so many facets to it and so many different ways that this is obviously impacting people's lives and the societies. How did you become involved in this project?
Actually, I've been involved into all the issues around climate change in the Sahel for the past 10 years. Because I'm from the Sahel, I was born in Mali and raised between Bamako and Accra in Ghana. And so seeing what's happening in the Sahel for the past decade is something that really broke my heart. And I wanted, just as a citizen, to do something. And so even in Europe, I live between Europe and Africa. And for me, it was really important to bring awareness to what's happening, not just in Africa, but what is the impact of our lives on other people? You know, there is this butterfly effect that the life that we are having now, the, you know, the industries that are polluting the planet have a major negative impact on regions vulnerable like the Sahel. So my idea is really to bring people to realize that and to work together, because we are on the same boat here, and what's happening right now in the Sahel, we can be inspired by that in Europe and try to mimic the things that they are doing that to prevent desertification, but also to help with climate change, you know.
How aware do you think people in Europe are of the impact of climate change in other areas of the world?
They are not much aware.
Yeah.
Because we've all seen on our news channels when people were talking about migration and the migrants, as they call them. But to me, they are climate refugees, because where they come from, they cannot leave anymore because the temperature have risen. They are not able to do any kind of agriculture or farming or, you know, fishing. And just take the example of the Lake Chad. Lake Chad is actually, there are four countries around the Lake Chad. There is Cameroon, Niger, Nigeria, and Chad. Mm. And Lake Chad in the past 50 years has shrunk 90%.
Wow.
And when you look at the region where the lake is, there is an armed group called Boko Haram who has been terrorizing and killing civilians. And because the region has been so vulnerable because of that, people are not able to make a living. They are not able to eat and to take care of their families. And so they are, the vulnerability brings conflicts. And with the conflict, they are forced to migrate, or they are, some people even join armed groups because that's the last solution that they see to keep surviving. So this is something that we need to understand, that when we see these young men and women and even children coming to Europe, just we should know that the journey has not started just when they went into that boat.
Yeah.
They had to cross Africa to come to the desert. A lot, much more people die in the desert trying to go on this journey than in the sea. And then after the desert, they go to Libya. And we've all seen the images of the prisons in Libya where they sell people. It's mm-hmm. modern day slavery. And so after, if they are not sold and they kind of escape the Libyan prisons, or they manage to not get caught, and they get into these boats and the boat doesn't sink in the sea and they arrive in Europe, we call them migrants. That just erases all this horrific journey and the reasons why they this journey even begun. And also all the young women, I spent some time in the in a refugee camp in Agadez in Niger in the desert. And I spoke with young women who were actually, they were on this journey to come to Europe because they believed that they were going to do a very exciting job. And they were actually put into the hands of, I don't know what's the name. It's human trafficking.
Traffickers, yeah.
Traffickers, that they were bringing this young woman to Europe to make them prostitutes and without them knowing. So it's all kind of tricky situation, very difficult, horrific situations that climate change has brought in these regions that we have to address and also bring awareness to, so people have more empathy and know their stories and not just to call them migrants, because migrant doesn't mean anything. We've all migrated from somewhere.
Yeah, you're so right to give these things context, I suppose, and these stories that we see on the news or that we read in the paper. Like, I think a lot of people would appreciate that it's complex, but this kind of, you know, complex in climate, I would never have put those two things together. It's a really interesting connection that you're making and that you're making via this film. Can I ask, I gather the film is also a musical project because you're a musician as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. It was very exciting to get on this journey. And all along the road, I met with amazing musicians in different countries where I got the chance to collaborate with them. And they are all musicians, but also very involved into their communities. And I thought, what is the best way to be in touch with the communities and to share the messages that we have? And so this artist came along with me and we did music together. It was so liberating. And also the Sahel is a beautiful region that we have a lot of issues, but there is also beautiful culture, music, food, dance. And that part I wanted to show also that in the film.
Mm. Yeah. What would be the one thing that you would want people to know about the Sahel?
That it's such a vibrant region. It is full of beautiful things to see and to hear. And we have this desert blues that we all have in common. And from Ethiopia to Mali to Niger to Nigeria, there is this vibrant music and culture that I wanted to share with people, and also the beauty, because it's not just despair and heart issues. It's also a lot of beautiful things, and that you can see in the film.
Where can people access the film?
So actually, the film, because of the pandemic, hasn't been in every country now in theaters, but on some streaming platforms, you can have access depending on where you live. And it is still rolling out to be in cinemas in the upcoming months. So,
Okay, well, if people want to get more information, I gather they can go to greatgreenwall.org and they can learn about the film
absolutely.
and the project as well. And I gather you've obviously got, as I said in the introduction, many, many strings to your bow, because I gather you're also launching a sustainable fashion cooperative in Mali.
Yes, absolutely. It's a cooperative called Jirisso, which means House of Plants. And it's a place where we have women and young girls and young men also learning new skills and using organic material that were, from the country. And we have also urban gardens that we are starting. So we are starting all around the capital, but also in rural areas. So we are doing this urban gardens and planting trees. So the idea is really to bring agriculture and permaculture to cities and to young people. Just to teach them new skills and offer them opportunities to make a living and to have jobs. So it's creating green jobs. For me, it was something that I wanted to do, not just as a UN ambassador for climate, not just as a musician, but as a citizen and as a woman from the Sahel. I wanted to do something.
Well, it's very impressive, and I can't wait to watch you and your continued work. That's Ina Moja. I hope you have a lovely day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for having me.
Louise McSherry on 2FM.